AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The FBI and the Justice Department are now investigating the shooting of a black man by a white police officer in South Carolina. The officer was charged with murder after authorities saw a video of the incident. Here's our Sandy Kozel.
The video was given to the dead man's family by an unidentified person. It shows North Charleston patrolman Michael Thomas Slager apparently firing 8 shots at the back of Walter Scott as he runs away after a weekend traffic stop. The 50-year-old Scott falls after the 8th shot, which was fired after a brief pause.
Walter Scott's father, Walter Sr.
When I saw it, I fell to my feet and my heart was broken. And I said, oh no, it can't be. And when I saw it, I just couldn't take it anymore.
He was on the Today Show this morning. He said his son was probably running away from the officer because he had child support issues and he didn't want to go back to jail. An Afghan soldier opened fire on a group of U.S. troops in the city of Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan today, killing an American soldier and wounding at least 2 others before he was shot dead. Jury deliberations underway now in 2 high-profile criminal trials. Former NFL player Aaron Hernandez charged with killing Odin Lloyd, who was dating his fiancée's sister. His lawyer acknowledged for the first time yesterday that Hernandez was there when Odin Lloyd was killed, but he said he didn't know what to do. And Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev, whose lawyer admits he planted a bomb that exploded near the finish line that day. The jury now beginning a second day of deliberations in that trial after the judge answered 2 questions they asked about the conspiracy charges against him. This is AP Radio News. An NBA player and his wife have been stabbed and 2 other players arrested in New York. Our Warren Levinson is there.
Police say Indiana Pacers forward Chris Copeland in New York to play the Knicks was arguing with his wife outside a Chelsea nightclub around 4 in the morning when a group interfered. The dispute escalated and one man pulled out a knife. Both Copelands were stabbed, he in the abdomen, she across the arm and chest. Both were hospitalized with what police describe as minor injuries. The suspected attacker was arrested, the knife was recovered. 2 members of the Atlanta Hawks, here to play the Brooklyn Nets, were arrested and released. Police say Pero Antic and Tabo Cephalosha tried to keep them from setting up a crime scene. Warren Levinson, New York.
Volunteer firefighters south of Dallas are under arrest, charged with sexually assaulting a man at their fire station in what a prosecutor calls an initiation ritual. A woman who is not a firefighter videoed it, they say. She's charged with a recording violation. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.